The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that he who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. So it's Parish Life Weekend. This is the day in which we celebrate and consider how we want to be involved in the life of the church. And I'm giving this homily six times, so I'm not sure if I like it as much as I did the first time I gave it, but we'll see how it goes. It's too easy, really, to speak about everything that's wrong today in our world and in our church. People are losing faith, it would seem, in all religions. There is a growing indifference. There is a lack of just action. But you are the people who don't need to hear that, because you are here. And I am grateful for your faith and recognize my responsibility to nurture it. We've gotten a lot of good feedback about the parish recently, and I have a sense that we're on the right path. At a place right now, actually, where I believe our parish family could soar. We've been on the diving board for a while, holding on to the edge with our toes. It's time to push off, to jump. You know how, and we'll do it together, not alone. Just imagine what we can do. 11,200 people. So I'd like you to pause for a moment and consider a couple of things, really. The first question is, how important is my faith to me? How important is having faith for the future? Knowing the truth that can cut through the conflicting voices and chaos of our time. Sensing a peace to confront doubt and fear. We can come through these doors and know refuge, because here we are at home with God. We need to accept the humility to realize how much more we need to know, to learn, to accomplish, in order to leave behind for our children more than we know right now. We need to know more about God and even more about ourselves. In this view, the church is not a set of rules or a discipline. We need the church to discover ourselves. The church is a home for discovery. At our monthly Burke Springfield Interfaith Clergy meeting this week, whether Christian or Jewish or Muslim, all agreed that so many people come face to face with how much they don't know. It is overwhelming. And sometimes they just give up. It's the same with clergy. It's just too easy to stay afloat as best you can every day without looking beyond today. Years can pass, but nothing changes. How many years have we carried unfulfilled good intentions around? And at different times in life, you have moments of clarity when you realize something must happen, but these moments don't matter unless you act on them. God gives us everything we need, but we must act. I, like most people, can be slow to come around to a conclusion that all of this actually depends on us. Sometimes it's up to me to speak the truth and challenge our parish to change. It matters more than anything else for the lives of our families and our parish family. So at what point do we say enough? No more putting it off. We must be the cause of kindness and consolation and compassion and love that we want to see, so that all can move forward together in hope. Like I said before, I believe we are at a moment right now, a turning point. From here, we stand still or we fly. We need to catch the wind of the Holy Spirit in our sails. I think we are at a moment when we can make this vital commitment together. So on this Parish Life weekend, I'm asking one thing of you, and that is to take intentional action to grow in your life with God. The rest will just follow automatically. Take intentional action to grow in your life with God. Pray. It will fuel our mission. Grow in your life with our brothers and sisters in this parish community. It will reveal the face of Jesus, strengthening our witness both among us and in outreach to our community. Grow in support of the church's work. Give of yourself. Rather than asking how much should I give, ask how much do I really need to keep? If we are people of faith, we must be welcoming. How many times in our lives have we been unwelcomable by God, and God has continued to come near? St. Paul says it was exactly while we were still sinners that God sent his Son to save us. We did not earn it. We do not deserve it. Our faith requires that we all go forward together without losing one single person, not excluding anyone, like the God who meets us where we are by becoming incarnate, one of us, seeing his face, hearing his voice. When the world looks at the church, what do they see now? What do they hear? When our wider community looks at our parish, what do they see? Do they even know us? What have we done lately to give a good example to our community that reveals the face of Jesus? So, it's Parish Life Weekend. We're not doing this to make our life better, or to look good, or to build a big savings account. This is not even for the sake of doing good deeds, although that's a good thing, doing good deeds. We do this because this is who we are. This is the human expression of your baptism. In our baptism, we came to life, and this is how you live it and become who you are. You, the people of God, you are the triumph of the cross. So how important is my faith to me? How important is having hope for the future? I'm very sorry that the parish renewal handbooks with the ministry catalog are late in arriving. They're still not here, but you should be getting them in a few days. This is just what happens with bulk mail, if you've ever done bulk mailing. But in the meantime, you can find it on the parish website. If you do, or if you receive it, please study it. Choose something to do. And in the meantime, there is a nice section on discipleship in today's bulletin. The Parish Renewal Handbook has a Bible study reflection in the beginning, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament. Then there's a catalog of all the different possible jobs or ministries that we have in the parish. Following that, there's a stewardship report of how we give as a people and what we give to. And then finally, there is an annual report with financial information, which I hope you'll find very interesting. You are a very generous parish. And you'll see it on there that we have $8.7 million in the bank waiting to build the building. And that building is going to happen. It just seems that it's just meetings after meetings. But anyway, with the catalog comes a commitment card. Pray over it. Find your place in the Lord's work. There's a section for what you're going to do about prayer in the coming year, what you're going to do about service in the coming year, and what you're going to do for the offertory in your coming year. I'd like you to fill it out and turn it in next weekend as a true sacrificial offering. And if you don't have it by next weekend, the weekend after that will be fine too. And take a moment to stop at the tents outside after Mass and talk with parish ministry representatives. At our interfaith clergy group meeting, one of the pastors was talking about her people's hesitation to commit to things. She says, everyone RSVPs at the last minute. I said, I know. Commitment, she said, people are just afraid of it. And this is what she said, I love this. She said, we would much rather just date God and keep our options open. Well, next weekend is Commitment Sunday, and I think you know where I'm going with this. The time for dating God is over. You need to put a ring on it.